This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On 60 Minutes over the weekend, President-elect Trump repeated his plans to build a wall and or a fence along the U.S.-Mexico border and to deport people in the U.S. without permission.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million. It could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate. But we're getting them out of our country. They're here illegally.
What is the state of play on this at a practical level? Leon Krause is anchor for Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles, who, among other things, contributes to the New Yorker magazine. Leon, good morning.
My pleasure, David, as always.
So the president-elect of the U.S. has promised to renegotiate NAFTA to make it more favorable to U.S. workers. His promise was specific. We take him at his word. But how do you think this might play out once he's actually sitting in the Oval Office?
Some in the Peña Nieto government seem more worried than others. There seems to be less concern when it comes to trade and NAFTA, honestly. Ildefonso Guajardo, who's Mexico's Secretary of the Economy, has repeatedly said that he's very confident that Trump won't break up the treaty and insists that renegotiating would be, and I quote, insane. So I think most of the Peña Nieto administration is operating, perhaps naively, if you ask me, under a best-case scenario when it comes to Trump and trade.
Now, there could be an economic irony here. If there is a clampdown on trade policy and it does end up slowing Mexico's economy, there might be more people who may be impelled to try to move from Mexico to the U.S.
If NAFTA were to disappear tomorrow, Mexico's economy would contract in such a dramatic fashion that the country would most likely fall into deep recession. But as you know, the United States would also suffer. I mean, more than 14 million American jobs depend on trade done through NAFTA with Canada and Mexico.
Now, Leon, I was asked this question several times in recent days. I'll try it on you. If the U.S. ends up deporting millions of undocumented people, does, for instance, Mexico have to accept them?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you what I've seen happens to deportees once they go back to Mexico. They find a country that's unwelcoming. Some try to begin life anew in cities they no longer know and that offer no opportunities at all. And others are not as lucky. I mean, 5 years ago in Tijuana, I met a young mother, Mayra, who had been deported. And she was like a woman in limbo, trying to get back to her kids, but not finding work or anything in her country of origin. Her family turned her back on her. And you can just imagine what would happen to people like that, or to the dreamers who simply know Mexico out of reference but have never been there. It would be really, really intensely tragic.
All right. Well, we'll see how some of these policies do play out in the coming months. Leon Krause, anchor at Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, sir.
The Mexican peso is lower still this morning. A dollar costs 20.5 pesos. That's down 19% this year.